Okay, we may have dropped a signal. We're hoping to be back on. My wife is at home listening to the ball game. She'll text me back and let me know if the radio waves are coming through. We'll go ahead and continue. We'll begin at the top. Eastern Thomas High School, they have a school enrollment of 456. Just two more students than Tipton. Their school was founded in 1951. Their gym capacity right here at Eastern High School, 2,796. Their Class 2A, Sectional 39. In their sectional, Madison Grant, Tipton, Taylor, Eastern, Blackford, Elwood, Eastbrook. We've heard about the items and wins and losses right there when we mentioned the Tipton side of the card right there. We'll mention the principal at Eastern Talmadge High School is Brad Fugit. The athletic director is Eric Heisner. Eric Heisner, also the baseball coach here for Eastern Thomas. I have a good authority, Mr. Matt Jensen, says he's pretty darn good, and that's an understatement. Well, Mission Eastern High School is located at 421 South Harrison Street, Greentown, Indiana, 46936. You can dial them up at 765-628-3333. On the web, you can find them at GoComicsAthletics.com. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Hoosier Heartland Conference, 9 team members in that conference. They stack up like this at number 1, Taylor. Taylor's 6-0 in the conference. They're 14-2 overall. Followed up by number 2, 4-1 in the conference. That's Carroll, the Carroll Cougars, working right there. And we'll also mention they are 14-3 on the season. Followed up by Eastern, they're 5-2. Eastern currently 9-7. Number 4 in the conference presently 4-2, Clinton Prairie. At number 5, 4-3, Rossville. They're currently 10-9 overall. Delphi at number 6. They're 3-4 in the conference. They're 10-8 overall. We'll also mention the Sheridan Blackhawks. At number 7, they're 2-5 in the conference. Number 8 is Tri-Central. They're 1-5, followed up by number 9, that's Clinton Central. We'll mention the Eastern Thomas. Eastern Thomas currently 9-7, 5-2 in the Hoosier Heartland. The Comets average 52.1 points offensively per ball game. We'll mention their head coach is Mr. Brad Lindsay. I should mention Dr. Brad Lindsay. Brad Lindsay took about 10 years off basketball. He was at Westfield, did a fine job there. I remember him there in his 10 years of what you might have thought was a 10-year hiatus from basketball. He was a superintendent. He was there at Mooresville. He's been one other place, but I'll mention Dr. Brad Lindsay has a passion for the game of basketball. We mentioned his first year right here at Eastern High School, currently 9-7. Overall, he's a 12-year varsity basketball coach, 166 wins, 112 losses. Coach Brad Lindsay was instrumental for putting me in sports, helping with stats this week, and including some personal items about a couple of his players. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll also mention the next game on the agenda for Eastern. Eastern's going to play Tuesday also. They'll play on the 7th of February. Eastern Thomas will travel to the Daleville Broncos, 6 o'clock, 7:30. I saw Daleville in the final game of baseball versus University. Daleville got the win at Victory Field in 8 innings. We'll also mention Eastern. Eastern High School, home of Performing Arts. Performing Arts right here at Eastern High School. They have a separate area right here. I think it's attached to the school. You can watch concerts. You can probably check out recitals. It's a big area and seats a lot of people. I was back there not too long ago. I saw Ricky Skaggs. I was sitting about first row. I'll mention his group of guys sitting horizontal with different instruments. They had an upright bass. They got real quiet. I said out loud, and a lot of people heard it. I said, Psalm 61. And Ricky heard it. Ricky knows that song. It was so quiet, and Ricky goes, Psalm 61. And then he went on with his set. He didn't sing that song. That's an acapella. It's a good one. Check it out on Google. We'll also mention happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Don't forget girls' championships this evening. Tipton is going to play in Blackford. Hamilton Heights is going to have a host. They'll host their own sectional. They'll play tonight against Yorktown. We'll mention February 4th tonight in the Hoosier Conference. 2:30 game time. Hamilton Heights is at Winchester. 2:30 start time. Harrison is at Central Catholic. 1:30 start time. Northwestern at Southwood. 3:30 start time. Rensselaer Central at Delphi. Tipton and Eastern right here are going to start about 2:30. Twin Lakes and Knox, 2:30 start time. And a noon ball game probably concluded. That's West Lafayette at Lafayette Jeffs. So they're working right there. We're making the Hoosier Heartland Cup. Tonight, I should say this afternoon, I get it too. 3:30, Rensselaer at Delphi. 2:30, Taylor at Madison Grand. Another 2:30 game, Tipton at Eastern right here. And a 2:30 contest, Western, Boone at Central Catholic. We're getting ready to have our national anthem. Everyone's standing at attention. And we're going to let the public address us. What a pleasant way to hear the national anthem. Must have been a quartet, might have been a trio. Puts you to mind of the Gaither trio right there, Mark Lowry and Bill Gaither. We're going to mention the starting lineups. First, starting from the Tipton Blue Devils, wearing number 2, 6'1" senior. He's averaging 5.9 per contest, Maverick Callaway. Number 3, he's a 6'5 sophomore, averaging 15.6 per game. That's Grady Carpenter, 6.2 rebounds per contest. Number 5, that's 5'11 sophomore, 2.5 points per ball game. He'll contribute in other ways. That's Sam Quigley. Also starting wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 18 points per contest. Nolan Swan, he averages 46 points. Of course, 6% behind the 3-point arc. And starting number 23, 6-foot junior, 11.8 points per contest at Jackson Money. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins. They're going to divulge the lights a little bit. We'll use his cell phone. Starting lineup for the Eastern Thomas. Eastern Thomas number 2, 6-foot senior. He's averaging 18.4 points per contest. That's Caden Callaway. We'll mention he's a 2 Class 2A All-State baseball player. He plays second base. He's committed next year to play at Grace College. That is a fine place to get an education. I've been there to watch my son. Will mention number 12, 5'11 senior, 3.7 points per contest, Brody Hewitt. Wearing number 13, 6'4 senior, 4.4 points per ball game, Owen Crabb. 6 rebounds per contest. Number 24, 6'4" junior, 4.9 points per game. Eli Edwards, 9 rebounds per contest. We'll mention Eli Edwards. He's a junior, class 2A, all-state football player. He gets it next, but his dad coaches the Eastern Giants. He's a good man. We'll also mention number 41, 6'6" junior, 10.2 points per contest, Corbin Snyder. The coach of the Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. The coach of the Eastern Thomas is Dr. Brad Lindsay. We'll also mention Corbin Snyder, Class 2A All-State baseball pitcher. He's committed to go to Butler University. That is a compliment to go to Butler and play sports. Let's toss it up. Grady Carpenter tipped up, tipped around. Corbin Snyder tips it up around him. He goes to the backcourt, picked up by Nolan Swan. As you mentioned, the Blue Devils in their first approach at the basket, Maverick Conaway. Out top, they work to Grady Carpenter, works at right side, Nolan Swan. Here's Ridley, thought about a shot behind Arden, guarding him close. Then they go to a corner shot, Grady Carpenter, 3-point shot from the right corner baseline, wouldn't go. Rebound out here, Eastern, number 12, Brody Hewitt. They're working left side behind Arden, pass it down low, 13-0 and Crab. Offside, they're working down low once again. 24, Eli Edwards in the paint. They'll take a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter of Tipton. They'll go to the front court with the basketball. Nolan Swan outside the paint. We're going to back around. Left corner baseline, 3-point shot is good. Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway for three. He's averaging 41% behind the 3-point arc. He's got 25 for 59 on the season. They're working in the paint. Underhanded scoop. They're going to dish it off right here. Number two, Caden Calloway, 6-foot senior, going to draw the first foul. He was shooting. He'll shoot a couple. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan with one foul. First foul of the ballgame. First shot is good. Caden Calloway, he'll get another. 6:56, we played a minute and four. This game is going to be a good up and down defeat court game. Second shot, also good. Caden Calloway. 3-2 contest. Blue Devils in front. Crossing the timeline, left-handed dribble. Grady Carpenter, we're going to right side and get it out to Jackson Money. They're dribbling the paint. There's going to be a foul whistle off the ball. They're going to whistle this foul and slow things down a little bit. Officials going to have a little bit of a conversation there. Owen Crabb going to pick up the foul. Boys will be boys. Everything's fine. Nothing major going on. They're going to nip it before anything gets started. I've seen that official before. I remember him when he walked up the ranks. He is a good official, and I commend him. Out top of the basketball, going to be another offensive foul. This was an offensive foul, illegal screen, evidently. They're going to call this on Tipton. They're going to whistle this foul. On 21, Landon Spidell. Might have had a wrong starter in the lineup. Not quite sure. Landon Spidell in the starting lineup once again, at least tonight, to the front court. Double team trapped in the corner in the front court. Pass out of there. It was a jump pass. Caden Calloway. He'll get the ball back. He'll move to the right corner baseline. Nolan Swan is trying to knock the ball loose. He does. It stays in bounds. And Nolan Swan, with the wherewithal to push it off the leg of an Eastern Comedy, goes out of bounds. Nolan Swan dribbling to the timeline. Going to work the right side around the perimeter. In the paint, Grady Carpenter down low. He'll pass it. Landed Spidell. Point blank range. Left-handed off the glass. Give the assist to Grady Carpenter. They're working to the front court. Right corner baseline. They'll bring it back out to the hands of Corbin Snyder. They're working down low in the paint. Ball's loose. Going to be a jump ball. You don't see a lot of jump balls in a boys game. I think one in a girls game. If you're looking at jump balls at the top of your score team, you'll run out of pace going left to right. They have a ton of jump balls. You're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Trigger man is Caden Calloway. He'll tip it in. It's going to be blocked. He'll pick it up. That's Grady Carpenter. He'll work it up ahead. Nolan Swan, right-handed layup. Going to be a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 5:42 left in the first quarter. 7-2 contest. And we'll miss the Hamilton County Reporter. You do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. quality news and quality sports. You might learn a lot. We'll mention. You want to subscribe, but you do not have a computer. In-county rate delivered to your mailbox, $24. Out-of-county rate, just $6. That's a paper in your mailbox. If you want to get that publication on your inbox, your in-mail, right there on your computer, either way, you can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. Again, that's 765-585-9519. It's going to be Brian from the backcourt. Cross in Corbin Snyder. They get the ball back. They'll pass it back and forth. Caden Callaway. Going to pass it across the timeline. Going to break the press. They're going to work left side. Brody Hewitt. He'll drive baseline off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound picked up there. Going back up with the shot. Trying to get it back up. It'll be chipped away. That was 24 Eli Edwards. And tipped and providing some defense in the paint. They'll work it back out to go to the corner. 3 points shot of the way. Wouldn't go. Maverick Callaway. Rebound out of there. Eastern Thomas at number two. Callaway. Callaway going to work it through the front court. Working the left side behind the arc. He'll set it back up. Number 41, Corbin Snyder. He'll back his way in against Maverick Conaway. They'll go in the corner with it. Going to bring it back out. Caden Callaway. Take a shot. 3 point shot. Good for Callaway. Right elbow extended. 7-5 contest. Blue Devils by two. Across the timeline, Nolan Swan. At top of the basketball, picking him up is Caden Callaway. The 3 point line. But we're going to Jackson Money back into Grady Carpenter. Inside out play Maverick Conaway. Back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter's drive the lane. He's going to go up with a shot. Block shot. Credit the block. 24 Eli Edwards. Block ends up in the hands of Tiffin. Going to go right elbow extended. 3 point shot. Going to go for Maverick Conaway. Round out there, Jackson Money. Layman Spidell out top to Nolan. He'll drive the lane and go off the glass. Would go. Spidell with the board. Lost the handle. Going to be picked up by Eastern Comet, Corbin Snyder. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Long, 3 point shot. Straight away, wouldn't go. Caden Callaway, rebound, tipped him. We're going to see a couple check in, maybe three check in. It's going to be one Eastern Comet check in. Next step ball is two, Blue Devils. Good working around the perimeter. That's a kind of a spin move. Works it to the corner, Jackson Money for three. Money got the bucket, right corner baseline. They're going to call official timeout. Got banged up on the play right there. Grady Carpenter might have got smacked in the face. We'll hope it's not a broken nose. A broken nose, he'll probably have a little time off. And he'll probably wear that shield, that plastic shield. We'll hope not. Checking on him right now, Coach Shane Bales. Checking on him, catcher's position. Right in front of Grady, sitting on the bench. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils is number four, Gavin Hare. Also in the ballgame, number five, thought he was the original starter, that's Sam Quigley. Outside the arc, left elbow extended, 3 point shot, good. Eastern Comet, that's number 41, Corbin Snyder. He averages double figures per game at 10.2. 3:18 on the game clock. Off the timeline, Nolan Swan. They're working left side, working against him is Caden Callaway. Jackson Money, free throw, shove shot, and wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Picked up by 13, Owen Crabb. Crabb, six rebounds per ball game. He was there. Crashing the boards. We're going to the front court, Eastern Thomas. Outside the arc, that's 20, Colton Lindsey. Colton Lindsey is a freshman. 5'9". Going to work his way back in the paint to get traveling violation. A little bit of a skip step. A little bit of a slide there in the paint. Colton Lindsey going to say he was pushed. The official already made the call. We'll mention a little bit about that freshman, Colton Lindsey. Coach lets me know he's shooting 85% at the foul stripe. We'll mention in the Taylor game, he got a streak halted. He had 34 foul shots good in a row. The freshman is varsity level. We're going to back around. Outside the arm, Gavin Hare. He's going to hand off Nolan Swan back to Devin in the paint. They're working down low. Sam Quigley to get his shot blocked by number 12, Brody Hewitt. To the front court with the basketball, Caden Callaway. They're working right side, well behind the arc. Number 20, Colton Lindsey. Dished off, 41, Corbin Snyder. In the paint, 2-point bucket is good. Snyder for two. The game is tied at 10. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Across the timeline, Noah Swan. NBA 3-point shot wouldn't go. It rimmed out. Rebound out there, Eastern Comets, Owen Crabb. To the front court on the dribble, Caden Calloway. He'll work it left side, gonna drive baseline, he'll backpedal. Where do you get Jackson Buddy? Gonna work around there, that's Colton Lindsey. Gonna take a pass to the corner, it's intercepted by Gavin Hare. To the front court, Simpson. On the approach, in the paint, left-handed layup. Put some English on it, Owen Swan, two. 12-10 contest. First quarter, 1:24 left. A good ball game. Afternoon game, boys varsity. We're going to back in. Cross court pass behind the arc. We're going to back the ball Corbin Snyder. They'll get it to Calloway. Calloway for three. And the Eastern Thomas have the lead in the ball game. 13-12. That was Caden Calloway. He's got a couple, maybe three. 1 minute mark. We're now under a minute. Pass it Calloway for three. Wouldn't go. That's right there in front of the Eastern Comet bench. Rebound out of there. That's 41, Corbin Snyder. He'll get the ball back. He'll take a three out top. Left of center, Corbin Snyder for three. The Eastern Comet take a 4-point advantage. 16-12. Timeout Tipton. 45 seconds left. Well, eventually they're going to take a 30-second timeout. We do appreciate you listening. Got to mention, tomorrow is the anniversary. That's February 4th, 2007 Super Bowl. The Indianapolis Colts won their first Super Bowl since moving the franchise to Indiana. I think we owe quite a bit to the Earth Day family. The Colts have changed the state of Indiana in a good way. We'll mention that particular game. Colts defeated the Bears 29-17. That was at Dolphin Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. That was in a rain game. They don't like the rain games. They pretty much get away with rain games. They use a dome since then. And we'll mention number 18, 2007 Super Bowl MVP, Gunners and Peyton Manning. In the paint, 2-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Short off rim, rebound, Easter. For 24, Eli Edwards rebounds the basketball. Could be brought up from the backcourt, Caden Calloway. Just across the timeline, 23 seconds left. Eastern going to look for that final shot of the first quarter. 16-12, Thomas by four. Going to work it right side behind the arc. Keeping the dribble alive, that's Caden Calloway. Pretty good dribbling exhibition. 7 seconds left. He's 3 steps behind the arc straight away. He'll dribble in, free throw line. He'll turn around, jumper. Fade away at the free throw line wouldn't go. Gavin Hare with the hand in the face. We're going to the second quarter here momentarily. After one quarter, the Eastern got a 16. The Tipton Blue Devils 12. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, they're located at 221 South Bay Street, Tipton, Indiana. 46072. You can dial them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, that number is 765-675-3100. Anew Realty Homes.com. There's a second buzzer. Ball's going to be brought in. Straight across from the scores bench, half court. Blue Devils. Also, the possession arrow to be brought in by Jackson Money. It's off and in. Grady Carpenter across the timeline. Work it left side, left-handed dribble. He'll work it back right to pick up the dribble straight away. Guarding him in the ballgame is Caleb Bruno. Caleb Bruno at 6'1" senior. On the dribble inside. Through the corner, Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot from the lefty. Maverick Chassick at back. Connor Hassan, another golfer, puts it in. We're going to back out, stop the circle. Snyder, Corbin Snyder, puts it right side. Lifting tape shot, left elbow extended, 3-point shot is good. 19-15. We'll mention Eastern Conference by 4. Then we'll get back around, straight out top. Jackson Buddy picks up the dribble. Lost the handle, trying to get a pass to Hassan. Little bit errant pass. It's picked up there by Corbin Snyder. Cross the timeline, Caden Calloway. Out top of the basketball, 41, Corbin Snyder. And we're getting left side. The word about it, Rico picked up the dribble. That's Colton Lindsey. Works up left side. Outside our in front of the Blue Devil bench. Left Calloway. Ready to go baseline drive. Shot taken by 41, Corbin Snyder. He thought he was fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call it on the floor. They're going to whistle this foul at number 20, Connor Hassan. Hassan picked up his first foul in the ballgame. That's 3 best far on Tipton. 1 best far first half on the Comets. Checking out the ballgame, number 11, Comets, Caleb Bruno. 6'1" senior guy, his feet wet. With that, in that part of the game. Well, they should have chipped away. Grady Carpenter will sit up the floor with the pass to Jack and Buddy. Left-handed layup is good. Grady Carpenter with another long assist. 19-17. Eastern by 2. In the front court with the basketball. Behind the back, dribble got stolen. Nolan Swan. There's going to be a foul. Could very well been an intentional foul there. They're going to call it just a routine foul. Nolan Swan going up to the layup from behind. He gets fouled by 20. Colton Lindsey. He's a 5'9 freshman. 5'9 freshman. His basketball IQ, I'm sure, is good. It's going to only increase working for head coach Brad Lindsey. First shot by Nolan Swan. Landon Spidell back in the game, 21 for Tipton, taking a break for Gavin Hare, number 4. Second shot of the way, also good. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan shooting 81% behind. 19-19. The side ball game. 6:15 on the game clock. Going to be whistle off the ball. We're going to whistle this on Tipton. Eastern going to break the ball in on the baseline, left of the bucket. Trying to whistle this ball is foul. On Spidell, he picked up his second. Coach Cliff Hawkins with some rare words speaking with the official. Well, Cliff Hawkins, I'm sure, could absolutely officiate basketball. The calm, gentle guy, but yet he has a passion for the game. The word brought in left bucket, and then whistle the foul on Nolan Swan. He picks up his second. Here in the second quarter. It's a left off the glass. How many goals? It's a paint. It was Corbin Snyder. Back the end of the record. Blue Devils. Nolan Swan from the other baseline quarter. Trying to make a long pass to the other quarter. Trying to get it to Connor Hassan. Difficult pass to handle. It was still out of bounds. He tried to save it. Hassan could not save the basketball. To the front court with the basketball. Eastern Comet, Caden Calloway. They're working back left side and bringing back around. Colton Lindsey outside to Art Calloway. Might have been a block shot there by Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter might have just gotten away with a traveling violation. A lot of fans making some gestures. There's no whistle. Out top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, being guarded there by 13, Owen Grab. They're working down road. Nolan Swan gets it to Connor Stone. Good go. Down. Spidell, he'll keep the ball alive in the front court. Another opportunity. Going to drive the lane there. Nolan Swan saw an opening. He took it. Drove to the hoop. He'll get fouled. On Calloway. That's Caden Calloway. He picks up the first foul in the ballgame. Going to be brought in. Jackson Buddy rides the bucket at the baseline. Grady Carpenter here working down low. Nolan Swan for 2. Carpenter with another assist. He'll work it to the front court. Working around right to Colton Lindsey. There'll be a foul whistle. They're going to keep good control of this ball game. Not going to let it get out of here. We're going to take a whistle and foul on number 2. who was the Maverick Conway. He had one. He's the contest stretch, the bonus. 5 minutes, 2 seconds left. 21-19, Blue Devils by two. Seesaw battle of the scoreboard. No work to play in. Callaway. No pass back out. Callaway's a circle on the dribble. Right there. It's called Blandy. Ball's going to be thrown away. Going to be picked up in the front court of Eastern. Shifted, picked it up. Driving baseline there to take a shot. The referee will allow the shot. Fouling's going to be going to occur on the surface. Nolan Swan draws the foul. Playing with the foul at Eastern Town at number 24, Eli Edwards. Edwards has one. Eastern Town's 4 fouls here in the first half. As Benjamin Shifton with 6. 4:39 left. Now top of the circle. Gavin Hare. 3-point shot. Rims out. Would go. Jackson Money. Scott. This kid has nails. He was working hard right there against Eastern Talbot, Brody Hewitt. Back to Eastern. In the backcourt, Jason Callaway. They're working right side behind the arc. Corbin Snyder. Corbin Snyder, 6'6 junior. You can see the height in here. He dribbles the ball well. We're going to back around. Callaway on the jump. Ask for the circle. He's picking up a screen from Eli Edwards. Take a shot outside the arc. Calvin's taking another shot in the paint. It's tipped away. It's tipped by the Blue Devils, Grady Carpenter. Connor Assault kicks it out. Left elbow extended. Timeout on the surface. It's 30 seconds called by Coach Brad Renzi. 3:52 left in the second quarter. Tipped it in front by 5, 24-19. Thank you for tuning in. We'll miss him. While growing up and accepting the responsibility that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school. That next record match, if the matches before it, a strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate the desired level of education that you set. Becoming a contractor doing safe demolition when called upon. Location. This Blue Devil fan will be a Blue Devil fan forever. That's signed by Scott G. Appreciate Scott the police. Winter athletes. The Blue Devils. Working to prep school. Right. It's going to be another foul off the ball. It's a whistle foul again on, you know, it's on 20. They're going to call this on 24. And it's going to be whistled. Not sure they are. There we go. They're whistling this on number 2, Maverick Cut. I was on the foul line shooting the bonus. Corbin Snyder. First shot is good. Corbin Snyder, 6'6" junior. That's true. And that's another one. Two of the strikes for Corbin Snyder. 3:39 clock moving. 24-21. Shifting by 3. Look, Jackson Money in the corner. Now the Conway back to Nolan Swan. Spin move is in the paint. They'll take a shot. We'll use the glass. 2-point bucket, about 6 feet away for Noah Swan. 5-point advantage. In the front court, basketball, first 15 left. Second quarter, gets away. Noah Calloway comes takes off the Noah Swan. Both loose, Greg Carpenter picks it up. The close down below with the basketball down and hitter couldn't get the reverse layup. Rebound out of it, number 2, Casey Calloway. A feature in the paint, taking back out Corbin Snyder. Downway, Trey Wheeler dribbling in. He'll lose his footing. He looks step on another foot. Sometimes they'll call that a blocking foul. That particular time, the officials elected not to blow the whistle. Not sure why. 2:48 on the game clock. 26-21. Blue Devils in the front court, Nolan Swan. Behind the arc, right side, left elbow extended, Maverick Conaway. Free throw line. Gavin Harrier working inside to Grady Carpenter to bring the ball back out to reset the offense. Because I delayed to take a floater. Wouldn't go. Guys don't rebound. Put back, rims around, and falls off also. Rebound out there. Picked up by 24, Eli Edwards. Gavin Hare right there. Here's a rebound. 26-21. And working right side to toss it in. Hit the corner. Hey, the floater when goes right off the rim. Rebound out there. Comes out to Grady Carpenter. And we're going to down low. Back to the cutaway. 2-point bucket. That was a good assist from Grady Carpenter. Put it back on the air. We got the codes mentioned right there on the telephone. And we'll go ahead and mention. This game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear. You can call her or text message her at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-583-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, History 21 Sheets Company. So we'll wait for her to check back in. But we'll also mention Class 2A Coaches Poll. Class 2A Coaches Poll this week, January 31st tabulation. Varsity basketball, here's the top 20. At number 1, 17-1, Linton Stockton. At number 2, 15-3, Fort Wayne Blackhawks. These are Class 2A. At number 3, 16-1, that's South Spencer. At number 4, 15-1, Wapahani. As they play some Van Halen right here. And a little bit of Panama. Sounds good. We'll also mention at number 5, 14-5, that's Gary, 21st Century. At number 6, 12-1, University High School, the Trailblazers. At number 7, 12-3, Providence. At number 8, Brownstown Central, they're 13-4. At number 9, Southwestern, that's out of Hanover, 16-2. At number 10, the Taylor Titans. Taylor Titans are currently 13-2. At number 11, Carroll. the Carroll Cougars. That's out of Florida. That's over there on 18. They're 12-3. At number 12, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils out of the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. They're 13-2. We'll double check that. But anyway, they're at number 12. At number 13, Covenant Christian, 11-6. At number 14, Park Tudor. They're 10-5. Okay, I think we're back on. We dropped another signal. Next time it happens, we might have to change phones. You have a Samsung right now. We might switch to the iPhone. And I will also mention, we'll mention teams tied at number 15 this week, Class 2A poll. Prairie Heights at 12-4. Sullivan at 14-3. Eastern Hancock at 12-5. And the Lewis Cass Kings out of the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. They're 10-6. Two teams tied at number 19, Manchester, 12-4. Northeastern, 14-3. I'll mention Coach Cliff Hawson played against Northeastern last year. That was over the Christmas break. The coach of the Northeastern ball team is a former player of Coach Cliff Hawkins. They had a good conversation out on center court prior to the game. Clock rolling down, 14-second mark. Getting ready for the second half. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing Internet radio access for Putney in Sports since 2008. Ball brought in. Eastern Thomas on the approach with the basketball at number 12, Brody Hewitt. They'll work it back rail. Outside, back to Hewitt. He'll dribble the left side in the paint. He'll take a shot. It's going to be a jump shot. He'll get blocked by Grady Carpenter. Hewitt hits the net. He's picked up immediately. His sportsmanship by Nolan Swan. Going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. He'll be tossed in tall to Corbin Snyder. He'll back his way down. He'll pass it right side. He'll take a shot. It'll be a foul call. That's number 24, Eli Edwards. Eli Edwards going to the foul stand. He's going to shoot two. Foul's going to be with him on Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare going to pick up the foul. And at the foul line is Eli Edwards. As mentioned, Eli Edwards as a junior. All-state football for the Eastern Conference. First shot is good. So they'll work it back around right there. Second shot on the way. Rims around, falls in. Had some good top spin on it. Hit the rim, bounced on in. Get the hand clap from Dr. Brad Lindsay. We're going to outside the arc with the basketball. Bring it back around, Nolan Swan. It's all about a three. Callaway right there to cut him off. They'll work it down low, Gavin Hare. Layup right side off the glass. Two-point bucket for Hare. It's a 10-point ball game. 34-24, tipped by 10, falls into front court. They're working into the paint to Corbin Snyder. Turnaround jumper. It'll float around off the rim, wouldn't go. Ball's loose. It'll be the last touch by the Blue Devils. Goes out of bounds under the Eastern basket. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Going to trigger the inbound, Caden Callaway. He'll work it in to Corbin Snyder, just outside the paint. He'll back his way down. Turnaround jumper off the glass, two-point bucket, 6'6", comes in handy. Two-point bucket good for Corbin Snyder. 34-26, an 8-point advantage. In the paint, Nolan Swan. Inside out, play, they'll get it back out to Jackson Money straight away. Well behind the arc, back to Grady Carpenter. To Gavin Hare, now back to Carpenter. Here go baseline drive. He'll take it to Gavin Hare. Outside shot, 3-point shot, going to go for Jackson Money. Rebound, Corbin Snyder. He'll outlet Callaway in the front court. On the dribble, he's going to take a three. Pops the three. And thought he would hand off to Corbin Snyder. Snyder went by. Corbin Snyder pops a three-point ball. Five-point ball game. Tipped it in front, 34-29, 6:08 in county. We're in the third quarter. We're at Eastern Common High School, Greentown, Indiana. Shot from the right corner baseline, would go for Tipton. That was Maverick Conaway. Rebound Corbin Snyder to the front court to the quarter. Thought about a shot. Worked the ball around Brody Hewitt. He'll pass it back out to Snyder. Now back out to the point guard, Caden Calloway. Calloway, a 6-foot senior. Handles the offense pretty well. Going to work against Gavin Hare. He'll take a jump back three. Short off the mark. Would go from top of the key. Rebound him, Maverick Conaway to Grady Carpenter. Now to Jackson. Jackson money to paint. He'll kick it back out. Left up center. 3-point shot. Would go. Maverick Conaway. Fight for the board. Jackson money. The ball's going to go off the chest of Eastern Town, and Brody Hewitt goes out of bounds. He's going to take a breather. He'll get knuckles right there from Coach Brad Lindsay. Left of the bucket on the baseline is going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter. Looking for now, there he'll bounce it in to paint. He'll get it to Jackson. He'll get it to Gavin. Back outside to Jackson. Buddy, behind the arc, he'll work it back around. Grady Carpenter will drive the lane. He'll take a shot in the paint. Would go. Trying to get his own boards in. He's going to jump and toss it off the leg of Eli Edwards. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Trigger man is going to be Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it in. Jackson Muddy. Working out top, Grady Carpenter. On around the perimeter, Nolan Swan baseline. Lost the handle. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Eli Edwards says, yes, it was me. 34-29. Eli Edwards has two in the ballgame. One both ways for each team. Noah Swan, inbound pass, alley-oop in the paint to Jackson Money. He gets the bucket, and he'll shoot one more. Here, a whistleless foul on Eli Edwards. He picked up a quick third foul here in the third quarter. Substitution, wait to check in the scores pitch. Jackson Money, 3-point play. Eli Edwards going to take a breather. Back in the ball game for Eastern, number 11, Caleb Bruno, 6'1 senior. It'll be a conversation, scores bench, officials just checking, making sure they got the right foul recorded there. Everything's good. The scores bench is an extension of the officials. The scores bench is working for the officials very well tonight. We're going to back us out. 3-point shot, deep three, straight out top. Good, Caden Calloway. It's just a good three ball. You don't need much time to unload that basketball. 37-32. Behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Out top, Jackson Money. Around the perimeter, Nolan Swan, you go baseline. Kick it back out to Jackson. Works to the left side behind the arc to Grady. He'll work it down low. Another assist for Grady. And Gavin Hare off the glass. Two more points for Gavin Hare. He's above his average. Could be a 30-second timeout. And I want to mention, REO Speedwagon, that's my favorite group. Got to say this. I know Brett Tischer loves REO. REO Speedwagon, Kevin Cronin, introduced Derek Dillon. That's Derek Dillon, two L's, as a replacement for Neil Dowdy. He is bowing out after 55 years of touring with the REO Speedwagon. I'll mention, keyboardist Neil Dowdy. He went to the University of Illinois there in Champaign. That's where REO started. He and Alan Gratcher, the original drummer, started REO. They named the band REO Speedwagon after Ranson Eli Olds. No pun against Eli Edwards. But REO Speedwagon has a new keyboardist, and they're going to continue to tour. That's good news. We're going to back around. Outside the arc right there, catches the hands briefly. That's 13, Owen Crabb. Outside the arc, a long three short off the mark. Would go. Shot taken, Eastern Comet, Colton Lindsay. Going to go back to the front court on the rebound. Grady Carpenter. They go across the paint and work it down low. Gavin Hare. Kick it back out. Maverick Conaway. Moves it left. Long 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Would go for Nolan Swan. Working the front court. Calloway. They get back to Corbin Snyder. Mishandles it. Recovers it. He's on the dribble now. Outside the arc, he'll cross over. Working against Grady Carpenter. Some bumping happening. No whistle blowing. Saw three bumps there. Be difficult to call it either way, so they didn't blow the whistle. They're working it in paint. There's going to be a whistle. Blue Devil's going to reach in. Into paint. Caden Calloway going to draw the foul. They're going to whistle this on Number three, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter has played all this long. Played a clean game. He's got one foul. So two fouls second half on both teams. 3:30 left here in the third. Working it around right here. Jump shot, 14-footer, good. Credit the bucket, Colt Lindsey. 5'9 freshman. Lighting them up here at Eastern Chalmette High School. 3:15 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Jackson Muddy. To the corner, Nolan Swan. He'll bring it back around. He'll bounce it in. Inside to Grady Carpenter. Back pedal dribble. Sam Quigley waiting to check in. Long 3-point shot outside the arc. Left of center for Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter working on that 3-point percentage. Just below 30% on the season. He's climbing. 2:48 on the game clock. 42-34. Works at the left side behind the arc. That's Lindsey. He'll dribble in behind the back dribble. Free throw line. He'll spin dribble to go off the glass. Shot ready to go. Rebound. Gavin Hare. Tipped in. They'll work an outlet. Nolan Swan. Baseline. Bounce pass to Jackson Muddy. Nolan Swan. Now the count away. Now ball's in the hands. Grady Carpenter. His drive baseline. He'll pass it down low. Gavin Hare right there to put it in. In the paint. Off the glass. Point blank range. And Grady Carpenter. Working on them assists once again. It'll be a timeout on the floor. We're going to call it a 60-second timeout. And I got to mention this. I talked to this gentleman yesterday. He volunteered to be a support sponsor. This is Rand Woodward. Rand Woodward, he's a lapel native. I'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Woodward Family Farms. Rand Woodward of Woodward Family Farms believes in supporting our younger generation. High school, varsity, boys and girls basketball. Hoping the best for each team in tonight's contest. That's Rand Woodward. And I'll mention, he farms over by LaPel. And I'm sure most of the listening audience knows about a gentleman that went to Purdue by the name of Brian Cardinal. Brian Cardinal, outstanding athlete at Purdue, sophomore, junior, and senior season. His freshman season, I saw him in a ball game. His job as a freshman was to stand up off the bench during timeouts. One of the managers would delicately put a Gatorade towel over one of his shoulders, and he would be the representative for Gatorade, showing off that towel for TV time. That was his freshman year. After he got out of college, he went and played NBA. Brian Cardinal. Remember, he rubbed the right side of his face. Got some oil on it right before he shot a free throw. Ball's in the front court. Moving the basketball around. It's Callaway. He'll work at the elbow. Left side, Snyder. Corbin Snyder dishes it back out top. Brady Hewitt. I should say Brody Hewitt. They'll work the right side to go off the glass. Shot would go. That was Callaway. Ball comes in. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession, though. The ball back to Tipton. So they're going to bring the ball in right in the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan. 1:57 left third quarter. 44-34. Not long ago, Eastern had it trimmed to 5. Eastern led the game earlier in the first half. I am about 5. And that's the really good baseline. They come out to get quickly. This was the basketball. Gavin Hitter. It's Caden Callaway. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by Callaway. It's going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Tipton. It's going to be Nolan Swan. It's going to trigger the inbound. Looking to get it in. Looking to get it in. He'll get it in. Grady Carpenter behind the arc. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Eastern. Brody Hewitt. To the front court. To get it right side. That's Lindsey. Lindsey going to drive baseline. It's going to be a bump foul on the body. That's number 20, Colton Lindsey. He's going to shoot a couple. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. Little explanation there. Official to a player. Doesn't happen a lot. It's a pretty calm, cool, collected game here today. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Admission, Lindsey shooting 85%. He had a 34 shots in a row. And before he went to Taylor, broke the streak. He got of two in that trip. So we get that streak alive again. We're going to back away. We're going to go baseline. We're going to bring it back. We're going to have to bring the ball back. We're going to Gavin Hare. He picked up immediately. That's really good. And the corner, Connor Hassan. In front of the Blue Devil bench, Connor Hassan, that left-handed stroke. Three-point bucket at 47-33. Tipped by 14. Ball's in the front court, Corbin Snyder. 57 seconds left. Third quarter, they're working in to Snyder. He'll go baseline. He'll pass it down low. Lindsey. Ball's going to be out of bounds. They're going to say ball was not saved by Nolan Swan because he jumped from the baseline. When he touched the basketball, it was out of bounds. So who he brought to the left of the bucket? Kenny Galloway. Left corner baseline. On the dribble and Stewart. Bert Hewitt to bring it back out to Hydar. To go behind the back pass to Snyder. Snyder wasn't quite ready for a behind the back pass. Larry Bird, I said, what? You have to watch those clips on Facebook. Larry Bird, what a great basketball player. And he didn't go to IU. He thought he was going to go to IU. Then he went immediately to ISU. It's a good thing. Bill Hodges, pretty happy about that. Out top of the basketball. On the dribble, Lindsey. Works it left side behind the arc. Corbin Snyder. Goes dribble in. Left elbow. Shallow the way. Good. Jump shot. That's Caden Calloway. Calloway. He's adding them up. His book tonight. I should say today. Tonight it's going to be girls basketball. They'll take the spotlight. We're in the back rail. Those long. He was dribbling in. Lost the handle. It's the ball back from Snyder. Snyder couldn't handle it. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Grady Carpenter, he's pleased with that shot. Gonna work back the other way. Caden Calloway lost the handle. Took a shot at the buzzer. Off balance. It nearly went off glass. So that'll complete three quarters of play after three here at Eastern High School. Tipton 50. Eastern 37. And again, we mentioned this game at this park being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial it up at 317-773-4800. That's not too far to travel. You go jerk. He'll set you up and he'll make you a good deal. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and business. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial. With lifting, full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily, that's Dirk, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's in Noblesville, Indiana, Express Rentals. This is the second buzzer. Fourth quarter. On the agenda, alternate possession arrow, going to give the ball back to the Eastern Comets. He brought in about half court by the 6'6 junior, Corbin Snyder, 10.2 average per game. He brings it in, across the timeline at a walk pace, is Caden Calloway. Spin move. He's going to try to go to the lane and take it to the corner. Calloway, I should say, Corbin Snyder for three, rims out, nearly wins. Rebound, Nolan Swan. The other way, Connor Hassan for three. Right elbow extended, way to go. Rebound out there, Eli Edwards. Eli Edwards back in the ballgame. He's set down with three fouls. We'll hope he can save the whole game. Outside the arc, 3-point shot there. Corbin Snyder hits the second attempt here in the fourth quarter. 50-40. 10-point advantage, Blue Devils. 7:20 on the game clock. They work it down low, Nolan Swan. Take a short shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound, Caden Calloway. Across the timeline, working left side to Lindsey. Work the basketball, that's Colton Lindsey. They're working right side, well behind the arc, Corbin Snyder. He'll be screened off by Eli Edwards. That's Grady Carpenter screened off. They'll get the ball back out to Colton Lindsey. At the top of the circle, he'll hand off. Point guard, Caden Calloway. Out behind the arc, Corbin Snyder. They're working down low to Eli Edwards. He'll take a jump shot. He's going to get fouled in the act of shooting just right side of the bucket in the paint. He'll shoot a couple. Eli Lindsay. He averages 2 block shots per ball game. He's 6'4". First shot up, rimmed around, fell off. 50-40. Eli Edwards, the only Eastern Comet on the lane. Blue Devils have 4. Second shot is good. Didn't need any players on the lane. Eli Edwards took back in, but 2 shot foul. 50-41. 6:43 in game 5. We're going to back out our way outside of Jackson. Maybe it's a little time behind our counter assault picked up there by Corbin Snyder. Double team in the corner. Back. We're going to back out. It's going to be left elbow extended. 3-point shot is good. Jackson Money, a double team in the corner, going to leave somebody open. And Jackson Money, left elbow extended, 3-point shot. 53-41. Outside the arc, Colton Lindsay on the dribble, left side, he'll cross over. He'll work a right side. We're going to get him, counter assault. Shot's going to go for Lindsay. Rebound, Hassan. They'll work it to the front court. Grady Carpenter, a long step on the layup. He'll get the bucket, and he'll shoot one more. So, Grady Carpenter going to shoot one, try the three-point play. Jackson Money got the three-point play earlier in the game. 55-41. It's going to be a timeout on the floor, Eastern Comets. They're going to take a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention, putmeinsports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. I'll mention the Central Catholic Knights captured the 1A state title this past spring, 2022. The Knights finished the season 27-6. Also, put me in sports football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Get ready to start year number 8 for Tipton Blue Devil football. And we'll mention basketball in the winter. This winter is Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Central Catholic Knights in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies will be in Austin tonight. Not Hamilton Heights. They'll go against Yorktown sectional championship. And we'll also mention that Blackford High School is going to be the Tipton Lady Devils. They're at the bottom of the bracket, so they should be the home team tonight. They're 16-9. The visiting team tonight against the Blue Devils, Eastbrook Lady Panthers, currently 18-5. Wish the best for the Tipton Lady Devils after a win. Go on to a regional competition. That region was a little bit different this year. Can I say regional? Just swapping what they're doing. You'll know what I'm saying when it happens. Ball brought in. That was a 3-point play for Grady Carpenter. Ball's in the front court. Corbin Snyder. They're working down low on the baseline. On the back pedal dribble, he'll work it back in. Shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Eastern Comet. Owen Crabb. Back the other direction. Don't plug it in the turn of Tom. He'll bounce it down low. Land it by L. By L gets the bucket. And he'll have an opportunity for a 3-point play. We'll mention AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they're right there in Arcadia. Take Howard Avenue, go west. Off of State Road 19, they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, will have a new location west of Arcadia, about a mile. 3-point play is good. That's 21, Landon Spidell. Ball brought in, backcourt, 59-41, Blue Devils, an 18-point advantage. 5:34 on the game clock. Out top of the dribble, Callaway. That's Caden Callaway. Working against him is Landon Spidell to pick up the basketball. They get back to teammate, Colton Lindsay. He'll dribble back around, back pedal dribble. He'll dribble to the paint. Colton Lindsay kicks it back out. They're working to Hewitt. They'll go to the corner with it, Colton Lindsay. He'll back pedal, get it back out. And there's going to be an off-the-ball foul near the baseline, right corner baseline. Play the whistle against Tipton. 21, Landon Spidell. Going to pick up number 4 in the ballgame. 6 thus far in the second half on Tipton. Four thus far on Eastern Conference. 5:10 left. Next Calvin foul on the Blue Devils. Going to put the Eastern Conference at the strike with the bonus. 5:04. We're going to see the baseline. Corbin Snyder shot just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound Grady Carpenter. See the front court and go behind the arc. Nolan Swan for three. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Corbin Snyder with the rebound. He'll outlet teammate Callaway. Caden Callaway pops the three. Rims off long. Rebound. Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell working on that high point for his football receiving career. Working it back the other way. Going baseline. Jackson Money. Ball was evidently blocked. Jackson Money thought he might have been fouled. Go back the other way. No, get it. Get it back around. Lost the handle in the paint. Picked up in the paint by Tipton. Nolan Swan. You're going to outlet to Grady Carpenter. They're going to slow down the action a little bit. That was working pretty quick. Grady Carpenter going to slow it up. Outside the arc being guarded there by Snyder. That's Corbin Snyder. Back to the court. Looking to jack the money. But we're going to round the perimeter. Nolan Swan with the basketball. He's going to ask for a screen. Landon Spidell going to screen off Callaway. Baseline drive. There's going to be a foul whistle. Well before the shot. Whistle the shot. There's a foul on Eastern Common. Number 15, Owen Crabb. He has three. The Comets have five. They're working history pass. They get it into Grady Carpenter. He goes off the glass. Way back for Carpenter. Good history pass from out of bounds by Nolan Swan. 3:50 on the game clock. 20-point advantage for Tipton. We're going to back around. Jump shot. 16-footer. Good. Callaway. Caden Callaway. You can see why he averages 18.4. per game. My guess, he's going to increase that average after this game. Full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Hope. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily. Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. The second horn. Wait for that. There it is. So getting ready to bring the ball in, Blue Devils, as the Eastern Comet Spirit Section all stand at attention. They did the roller coaster there at halftime. That was pretty darn neat. I haven't seen that for a while. They do it pretty well. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc on the dribble. Back out top. Jackson Money. He'll take it right side. Connor Hassong. Hassong being guarded there by Brody Hewitt. Out top. Grady Carpenter. He's going to be screened off. That was Owen Crabb. Looking outside the arc. 3-point shot short off the rim for Nolan Swan. Going to be tipped around to the front court of Eastern and picked up by Connor Hassong. He'll work it down low to Landon Spidell. Spidell couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll shoot two at the stripe. They're going to whistle his foul. Eastern Comet. Corbin Snyder. Corbin Snyder has played the whole game. He picks up his first foul. He plays a clean basketball game. I would venture to guess Corbin Snyder, if he wants to play college basketball, I believe he'll have no problem with somebody wanting him to play for them. Two shots at the stripe. Landon Spidell. Excuse me. We're going to cross the timeline. We're going to the left side. Right there, the basketball. Colton Snyder. He'll use a screen. He'll use a screen right there from 13. Owen Crabb. There's going to be a whistle. Baseline foul. Going to be whistled on Tipton. Spidell going to exit the ball game. He's reached his quota. for fouls in the ball game. He gets a pat on the backside from Coach Pep Hawkins. So at the foul line is Colton Edwards. First shot up and good. He's got a pretty revolution. You can see how he made 34 in a row. Back in the NBA, I think second shot would go. Back in the NBA, I think it's 56 in a row. That goes, name escapes me. He played for Cleveland Cavaliers. Calvin Murphy, 56 in a row. Out top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble left side, picking him up is Owen Crabb. Foot for foot, he gets the ball back to Jackson Muddy. Now back out top, Connor Assong. He crosses it over, reverse it. He'll get it back to Grady Carpenter. They work the right side around the perimeter. Thought about a three-point shot. Nolan Swan with the basketball. Gavin Hare out top. Back to Nolan. Picked up there by Katie Callaway. Back pin dribble. Back in front of the scores bench. Going to work it right side of the basketball. 2:07 on the game clock. Down low, Grady Carpenter. Picked up the basketball. Took a shot. Wouldn't go. Missed the shot. Looked at the official. Doesn't matter. You don't need to look at the official. Play the game. But we're in the back end. I'm not trying to be a coach because I'm definitely not. 1:50 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Corbin Snyder. Jackson Muddy with the rebound. Three-point shot for Snyder. Wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Slow pace. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc, Jackson Muddy. Inside, it worked to Nolan Swan. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Dribbled off. Wouldn't go. Nolan Swan going to have two shots at the foul stripe. 1:35 left here in the fourth quarter. Tipton in front, 63-44. Nolan Swan going to shoot a couple. We're going to see four check-ins, two each way, here in the ballgame. First shot is good for Nolan Swan. In the ballgame for Eastern Conference is number 23, Braden Mubaugh. He's a 6'2 senior. Also in the ballgame is 15, Zach Mossberg. He's a 6'1 senior. Nolan Swan, three-stroke strike, got both of them. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils, Sam Quigley in the ballgame. And Connor Assong, we'll mention Everett Conaway, Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan, still in the ballgame, along with Sam Quigley, and I believe I mentioned Maverick Conaway. Working in the front court with the basketball. He'll dribble baseline. He'll pick it up. Going to get a traveling violation. Might have slid on the floor. That's about all I thought it could have been. Boy, that was almost hard to detect. So they're going to take a breather there. It's going to be a timeout. It's going to be a 60-second timeout on the floor. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Rugged Truck Store. Rugged Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. They have wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. They have professional installations on every product they sell. They have a myriad of products to sell. Just check them out. Rugged Truck Store, they're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. That's not far from Elwood. It's just off of State Road 37. Take 281st Street off of 37. Go west. Go down the hill. That's Henry Gunn Road. Turn left. And you can't miss it. They got a nice sandblasted redwood sign right there at their entrance. That's Rugged Truck Store. They'll be brought into the backcourt. Counter Assong on the dribble. Out top over to the left side. In the ballgame for Tipton, number 15. We'll try to work that around. I think that's Rodeball. Don't quote me. I don't have the number here. But Rodeball, I believe 15, in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Also, Drake Johnson. He wears number 22. Out top, Maverick Conaway. To Johnson. He'll take a three. It'll rim off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Pass the rebound. Hassan with a good leverage. Birdside pass to the baseline. Quigley, they'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. 42 seconds. Out top center circle, Connor Assong. Working against him is Caleb Bruno from Eastern. Out top, Quigley. Going to work it right side by around the perimeter. Working against him is Bruno. They'll go to the quarter with it. 25 seconds left, fourth quarter. Out top to get it to Connor Song. He'll be picked up immediately by Braden Lubaugh. Lubaugh wears number 23. Kind of reminds you of Michael Jordan. I'd rather say Michael Jordan than the other guy. So it'll be a foul. They'll be whistled on Tipton. Going to get the ball back to Eastern. Ball's going to be brought in the ball game for Eastern is number 10, Kyan Hannah. Kyan Hannah, 5'11", sophomore. 10 seconds left. Out top, Colton Lindsey unloads a three. Wouldn't go from straight away. Rebound, Maverick Conaway. 2 seconds, 1 second. 32 minutes has gone by. Final score, Tipton, 65. Eastern, 44. A good ball game. We'll mention cooperation. Very good cooperation. Both coaches, we are appreciative from both athletic departments. Mr. Corey Fernung, Alec Weddle, and also athletic department, Mr. Eric Heiser, baseball coach for the Eastern Commons. We're looking for that warm weather to stick around. I know it's going to be in the 50s this week, but they'll have a little rain, but we'll take it. So we thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention next game on the agenda for both teams. Eastern Commons will play Tuesday night, the 7th. It'll be the Eastern Commons as they travel to Daleville to battle with the Broncos. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. And the Tipton Blue Devils will be in action also on Tuesday, February 7th. Tipton Blue Devils will travel to the Blackbird Bruins. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Put me in sports. We'll be there if you cannot make it to the game live. We'll hope you tune in. We hope you'll be at the ball game tonight. Blackbird sectional. Going to be a good one. Home team, assistant to home team, Tipton Lady Devils, 16-9. Going to go against the Eastbrook Lady Panthers at 18-5. That's going to be the sectional final tonight. That'll be a 7:30 start time. Make your way now over there to Blackbird High School. And we'll also mention Hamilton Heights Huskies. Girls basketball, Hamilton Heights hosting their section. Their sectional will also tip off at 7:30. It's going to be Yorktown Lady Tigers. They'll do battle with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And until then, we hope you'll watch basketball. And next week, we'll have a back boys with the actual spotlight in the evening basketball. So until then, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.